It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome to another installment of the Lunch Show. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is June 20th, 2025, also known as, you got it, the first day of summer. That's right. Everybody's looking forward to that. Enjoy it while we've got it, because they go quick, do they not? It's unbelievable. Every fall, it's like, holy hell, where did summer go? But it is also National Seashell Day. That's the first day of summer. Not the 20th, because the first day of summer does not always fall on the 20th. It falls on the summer solstice. But anyway, that's pretty cool stuff. It is also the, actually, I'll wait till birthdays for this one. So let's jump right into birthdays. John Goodman, 72. Lionel Richie, 75. Nicole Kidman, 57. Wow. And in honor of a legend, we will put a deceased person in the birthdays, which we typically don't do. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys passed away on the 11th of this month. So, not even 2 weeks ago. But dude was an absolute freak, musical genius, unbelievable stuff he created. So he will be missed by all means. And today is the 50th birthday of the movie Jaws. Oh, yeah, what an effect that had on everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. Funny stuff. But, there are sharks out there actually is pretty much as big as that fake shark was, Jaws. So, yeah, make you feel a little better about swimming at the beach this summer. All right, let's get into the news, shall we, folks? We've got not a ton of it, but some good stories. Right out of the gates, TMZ, Florida Attorney General, my cold-blooded plan to detain immigrants, alligator Alcatraz, in quotes there at the end. But, it's like they want to put a prison out in the Everglades, surrounded by alligators and the snakes. Are they pythons? I think they're pythons, aren't they? But they are super invasive and they're everywhere, and they'll get you too, just like a gator will. So one of the two will get you. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Here's one from the Evening Standard. Pam Anderson says, quote, "Why should I wear makeup? Men don't." That's right. She says this now after she made millions wearing it. So, yeah, keep that into consideration when she says stuff like that. CBS News. Authorities in Travis Decker manhunt release images of how wanted Washington man may have altered appearance. So this guy, this piece of dung, supposedly... He's suspected, right, of red rumming his three daughters. So yeah, they've got to catch him. Go to CBS News and see what he may be looking like now after changing his identity or his appearance, because it's very different. But they got to catch this guy, and he's, you know, I don't know if Washington State has punishment of the capital variety, but he needs to get that a few times, actually. Here's one from TMZ. Food Network star Ann Burrell, tons of pills found at death scene. Well, She may have OD'd on pills, it looks like. I don't know, but they have not ruled a cause of death yet, so that remains to be seen. I guess her husband said she was in the shower at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then he woke up the next day to find her laying in the back, in the bottom of the shower. So I don't know. That's very sad. She was only 55 years old. She had, what was her show? So, something about Worst Cooks. But yeah, that's a bummer. Here's one from NBC News. Trump extends TikTok ban decline by another 90 days. So that puts the expiration date September 17th of 2025. I mean, what the hell is going to happen here? You know, we can't just keep, if we just keep pushing this back and back and back, then nothing gets done. You know, China still has like connections, right? So I don't know. That's got to end. Here's one from Economic Times. Israel-Iran war update. Pakistan nuke Israel? Question mark. Top Iranian commander unveils shocking plan. So I just really use this headline as a segue into this discussion here. The best way to put it is the only way they can get rid of the nuke program over there is with one of our bombs, and everyone's waiting to see if Trump will drop it. It's the Moab, the mother of all bombs. He dropped one during his first presidency. So they know what it will do. I guess this place is way underground in this mountain. But, you know, I don't know. I really wish Iran would say, all right, we give. We'll let you all in and, you know, shut everything down or whatever. You know, I don't know. Problem is Pakistan saying they'll nuke Israel. Israel nukes Iran, but Israel never said anything about nuking Iran. So we just need to chill. We can't have that risk, right? I mean, they've committed terrorist acts, many terrorist acts. Like their state, their government, it's terrible. But yeah. On a lighter note, we have good news coming up because we always do for the last headline of the show. But before I do that, I just wanted to say subscribe wherever you're listening to the program. Tell everybody about the show. You know, it's the lunch show. It's not something you listen to when you go home. It's something you listen to when you're on lunch break, right? Send me an email at chad@thelunchshow.com. And click on all the stuff that supports the show. You know what they are. I don't have to tell you specifically, except for thumbs up. Give it a thumbs up. Come on. All right. This one's from Good News Network. Cat survives 380-foot fall from Bryce Canyon and gets adopted by pilot who rescued her. See, I love these pilots and these rescue people that adopt these things because the owners are in no way qualified to take care of these animals. This was in the National Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. And this is, I had a story recently about someone that took their cat on vacation with them, and the cat ran into the woods and they lost their cat. Big shocker. It's a cat. Why these people are taking their cats to national parks and on vacation with them is beyond me. Cats don't like to travel. They just want to chill out at home and mark their turf, right? And protect their turf. Take your dog and just have your neighbor feed your cat. My God. It's so disturbing. But the good news is the cat finally got cat survived a 380-foot fall. It must have been like an angled landing surface because or maybe fell into a tree or something. I don't know. That's hard to believe. But it cats are tough though. So yeah, totally possible. But cat's got a new owner, someone that has a brain. So it's a pilot. you can't be an idiot and be a pilot. But that's awesome. And that's how we will leave you on this Friday, June 20th, first day of summer. Be safe out there. No drinking and driving like an idiot. Not worth it. Until the next episode, keep pressing on in your all's lives. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.